You asked him to go ahead and help himself, so he went ahead and...
Helped himself.
Uh-huh. And, okay. If you decide not to eat something that's offered to you, you'd say, well, I don't...
Don't care for it.
Don't care for that?
I've had plenty.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What would you call food that's been cooked and served a second time? You'd say that it's been what?
Warmed over.
Warmed over. And if you prepared more on Sunday than you could eat on Sunday, maybe on Monday you would eat it and you'd say you're having
the leftovers yesterday.
Okay. So when you began to eat, you put the food in your mouth and you began to chew it. Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of, or have you ever taken cornmeal and boiled it with salt and water and eaten it that way? What would you call something like that? Just cornmeal boiled with salt and water.
Gruel.
You ever had much of that?
Yes, sir. I used to love it and do that. Mm-hmm. My mother could make the best. Mm-hmm.
Is that pretty accurate, the way that I described cooking it?
Yeah, it's just cornmeal and put a little butter in it, mm-hmm. a little salt, mm-hmm. maybe a pinch of pepper or something. Kids would be sick or something, they'd make a gruel, they call it, out of mm-hmm. cornmeal and water and mm-hmm. salt and a pinch of butter and mm-hmm. give it to us, not be a solid food. Yeah, but we got gruel and I still like it.
I do too. Mm-hmm. I didn't like the calamon, but I like the gruel.
No, for an average meal, you'd probably have at least two things. You'd have meat and what else?
Average meal, you'd mm-hmm. have
meat and some kind of
gravy mm-hmm. and maybe a vegetable mm-hmm. and the bread then.
Mm-hmm. Would you call the vegetables anything else, depending on whether you raised them at home or bought them at the store?
Well, there's cabbage right out of the garden, fresh cabbage, mm-hmm. Fresh potatoes,
mm-hmm. maybe just homegrown,
peas, homegrown like right out of the garden.
Mm-hmm.
Greens.
Mm-hmm. What about, you mentioned grits a minute ago, something that you might have for breakfast. What about if something that you would make out of, if you had the whole grains after you leached the outside cover off of it, what would you call that?
Hominy?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Hominy. Do you like that?
Yeah, I do.
Mm-hmm.
Like it fried, just put the butter in there, fry it and season it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. With your meat, you would probably have either potatoes, or if you didn't have potatoes, what else might you have with your meat?
You'd have bread.
Bread, or this is something that, if not potatoes, you can pour gravy on it.
Potato.
Rice, ain't nothing.
Yeah.
Rice, I have put gravy over my rice.
Mm-hmm.
And hashed potatoes
mm-hmm.
and baked potatoes. I put butter and gravy on it, made a mini meal out of way.
Yeah. What do you call alcoholic beverages that you don't pay tax on? So you don't buy it at the store, made at home?
Well, you can call it wine if you want to, but...
But it's pretty powerful stuff.
Another name for it besides your wine.
Cheap whiskey or homebrewed whiskey?